Well, during this election campaign, like any election campaign, we'll be treated to a lot of opinions from so-called voters, in quotes. Whether in public forums and talkback radio or TV shows like Q&A, a lot of people keen to get in front of politicians and have their opinions heard. And I predict a few politicians will be putting up their own, quote, normal people or voters. That's quite a self-selecting sample, though. Comedian Dan Illich is trying another way of taking the temperature of the nation. He's doing it by the side of the road along Australia's east coast. Dan is hitchhiking from Hobart to Cape York, asking anyone who picks him up along the way what they think about the election. And he's filming it for ABC's iView. Dan, hello there.
Oh, good morning, Fran. Nice to be on your radio.
Where are you now? Have you got a lift at the moment?
I am. I'm sitting in the car with Celia, and we've just pulled over at a truck stop somewhere outside of Echuca, and I got off the Spirit of Tasmania at about 6 o'clock this morning, held out my sign that simply said north for about 2 minutes, and Celia came rushing over saying, hey, do you want to ride to Sydney? And I said, yeah. So tonight, ironically, Fran, I might be sleeping my own bed.
Well, I don't know that that's part of the program, is it? That's not part of the plan. But good on Celia. I might have a word to her later, tell her she should be a little more cautious. But let's.
she's right next to me. She can hear every word you're saying. I'll
yes,
be careful.
Yes, I can.
All right, Celia. Well, I don't know if Dan's asked you yet, but we could ask you, what are you thinking of this election? Or Dan, you can translate.
Well, I've done some preliminary talks with Celia to let her know kind of, you know, what the vibe of the show is. And for Celia, it's interesting because Celia is from New Zealand. So she actually has very little opinion of our politics.
But oh, no. But
even though I live off the grid as well.
So, yeah, Celia lives off the grid in a shack in Tasmania. So I'm going to delve deep in what she thinks about our politics and Australians. So it will be a different perspective on the election, certainly. Already I've had, this is my fifth lift, if you include the ferry. Along the way, I've been picked up by a white supremacist. I've had a chat with the local fish and chip shop lady. I've been picked up by a guy who takes camper vans from Tasmania to the mainland 3 or 4 times a week. And a mother and daughter team, they picked me up and took me 3Ks and gave me some pizza shapes. And so everyone's got a good opinion. Everyone's got interesting opinions.
I'm glad you're being well fed. Tell us a little more about their opinions. Is there any kind of pattern emerging? Or is it different electorate to electorate? Is it that refined?
Well, certainly, for you and me, Fran, we are so engaged in politics. It's our jobs to be engaged. But for everybody who's picked me up, there seems to be one pattern, and that is they just don't care. It's like politics happens outside of their world, and that what the bits and pieces they kind of pick up are kind of top-level ideas. And I guess this is where Tony Abbott's genius, if you want to call it genius, was so good, was that he only spoke in three-word slogans, so they were the only messages that ever got through. So from the people I've spoken to, the people who've picked me up, there seems to be this epic disengagement with politics. And not only that, policy as well. So people just can't really tell me who their local member are. People can't even tell me what policies they're up for or are interested in or which politicians or which party truly represents their interests. So it's kind of, that's the big takeaway. So it's also really interesting to find out just how people navigate this world and why they should even care about politics.
All right. Well, I'm not sure that that's the best pitch for your show, but I am looking forward to it nevertheless. I hope you make it through the Cape. Celia's doing her bit, that's for sure. Good on you, Celia. And you make sure Dan chips in for petrol money, okay?
He has already.
Excellent. Dan, good luck with the project. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Dan Illich, comedian Dan Illich. You can follow his progress along the East Coast on Twitter with the hashtag TwitchHike2016, and you can watch all his interviews on iView in early June when he puts that together. What a great idea. It's 14 to 9 on Breakfast.
Want to hear about the best party in town this election season? It's a new podcast with me, Fran Kelly.
And me, Patricia Carvelis.
The Party Room, your essential guide to this federal election. Subscribe now. Simply search for The Party Room in your podcast app.
Or listen via the RN website, abc.net.au/RN.